There is no cure for lupus. While it's less prevalent than some other autoimmune diseases, lupus has touched the lives of many, including many celebrities. And I'm going to bring you one celebrity right now. I want to welcome to Emotions Are Us, Capri McCaffey. How are you?
With the glue, Dr. Bev. How you doing?
Whoa, I am just so happy to have the CEO and founder of The Glue and Capri, a musical motivational movement. You believe that everyone has a divine purpose in life, regardless of their station in life. Glue, I know my audience wants to know, what are we talking about? What is glue?
Finally, a psychotherapist that focuses on helping people strive for self-awareness and thrive for self-satisfaction with their place in the world. It's a show for real people with real lives with all the drama, trauma, and chaos that life can throw at you. Here she is, Dr. Bev.
What is glue?
Well, the acronym GLUE itself stands for God Loves Unconditionally Everyone. And it's our duty to give love unto everyone. And it's ironic, or what I call coincidence or omen, that this is the anniversary for 9/11, because that was what inspired me to have the glue idea of getting glue. And also Left Eye had just passed away, and Forever I Love Atlanta. That was a sincere time to me. So it was like, God, what can we do to show that you matter, that it's time to give love unto everyone? And being a military veteran, 9/11 did something to me because I had just gotten out the military. So I had to feel, I had to tell myself on so many different levels as an LGBT member that God loves unconditionally even myself also while I was dealing with, you know, helping people realize the glue in themselves.
That is profound. And you are a veteran, and you know, everyone in Dr. Bev's world knows that veterans and the military is one of my first loves. Anyone who's ever served, because you did something that for me that I couldn't do for myself, and that was to serve our country in such a way. Now, you were in the United States Air Force. You did 4 years of active duty and 2 years in the Air Force Reserves and National Guard. So now I understand that, yes, 9/11 meant a lot to you.
And it affected me as a newly out military veteran, because I was thinking I was going to get the call back, and I had made it up in my mind, does America love me the way that I love America? So I was already at conflict with America, the great I am, and who am I in America? And glue helped me to find, as 9/11 was happening, I had to question, does God love unconditionally even me? And I had to prove it to myself and talk to myself and drill it into myself that I too mattered, even though I fought for a country that won't accept me as I am, being Black, being female, being part of the LGBT community. Every 9/11 means the same thing. It doesn't change. Where's the validity in the country that I fought for accepting me for who I am? So 9/11 for me is a bittersweet day. And I just want to be the person to glue up all of the people in America that just feels that we as individuals don't matter unless they say we matter.
Well, you said a mouthful there. And first of all, I want to express again that you took an emotion that was negative and stressful for you in terms of America. This is America Out Loud, where we say what we say and we do what we do, and we love America. And you took your angst, your emotional pain and difficulty, and you turn that into something wonderful for the entire world, which is God loves unconditionally everyone. That is so profound. Thank you so much.
That's glue, baby.
Now, I have another question for you. Now, some of my audience may not know what LGBTQ means.
Yes,
so would
ma'am.
You explain that for me, please?
The LGBTQ is the lesbian, bisexual. I got to spell it out sometimes to myself. Hold on. LG is gay. B is bisexual. T is transsexual. And now Q, please don't quote me, is queer. And then it's so many different letters that they're adding on, because now with the new millennial generation, which is my most favorite generation, they're educating us on the pansexuals, the asexuals. It's just a whole lot of sexual something out there. And because of the you don't belong here, I feel it's my glue duty to glue up my millennial atmosphere. I'm around so many young kids in the gay community and just period that needs to feel that somewhere in this world they belong, which is why they come over to the glue factory.
And that and the glue factory. Now that's fine. How do you do this having lupus? I mean, lupus is chronic. You're fatigued. You have so many different symptoms. How do you manage the glue factory? And I know you do a fabulous FB Live show at least twice a week. How have you come to manage that?
I don't know if it's Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah, Michael, or Oprah, but something's making me over. So whatever that glutergy is that I've been blessed with, it carries me through. Even when I don't feel like being effed with, you know, it's just something that I'm being driven by something that I don't even understand.
Wow. Tell me this. When did you find out that you had lupus? You were diagnosed.
I was recently diagnosed. This is August. This is September. So it had to be July that I was diagnosed. Yet for myself, I've known for years something was off. At least if I'm 43 now, at least for 20 years, I've known something was off, because no matter where I went and whose area space I was in, I was always, 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 always cold, and I couldn't maintain a body heat and that fatigue, even though in my ADHD energy and my curiosity of life energy, I was still tired. I was fighting through a blanket of fatigue. Something was always on me. So knowing that, I finally just said, look, y'all got to tell me something. I'm tired. I need an answer.
And so you're saying that you mentioned the acronym ADHD, and for my audience and everyone, that means Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. That means the person has a lot of energy. They're like a 2-year-old coming into a birthday party, okay? And they're on, and I mean O-N-I-T, on it, 25-8. So you had this kind of energy, and at the same time, you were feeling fatigued and low, and no one... For 20 years, you're having these symptoms of being cold and just not knowing how to explain it. And so finally, just only recently, you had an answer.
Finally, and I feel excited that I have an answer, because I finally know something. And it goes up and down. Like when I got the diagnosis, when they finally told me that my ANA levels were abnormal. And ANA, please don't quote me on what it means, but it's like it's an autoimmune number. And once it went down and it wasn't normal anymore, it was abnormal, they did a second test and it came back abnormal again. And the part of me that's enjoying this what I call gluversation with you, Dr. Bev, is being educational to me too. I'm in the infancy of my knowledge of lupus. and learning as I go and feeling validated by being on your show. I just have to tell you, I appreciate you, because now talking about this out loud, I'm recognizing when I say A&A, I don't know what that is. That's my lady's world. She works on that. And now I'm sounding like ignorant about my diagnosis, and I don't like that. So thank you for this opportunity to recognize in Living the Self-Help Project, I need to learn more about what's going on with me and not leave it up to anybody else.
You know, I think that is so powerful and very empowering to, I'm sure, many others, because this show is heard not only in the United States, but it's heard internationally. And there may be many others who are listening who have symptoms similar to what you have. And emotionally, I'm sure it's depressing and gives you a lot of anxiety, not knowing what is going on with your body and not being able to explain it. And when you go to doctors, them not knowing what it is, put a name on it. And you finally got an answer, and you say that God loves unconditionally everyone. God loved you enough to give you this answer and also give you this opportunity to educate yourself in the infancy state. Most people, I would imagine, who would go through finding out that they have this would just be debilitated. They would be depressed. They would be afraid. They would be sad. They would be nervous, stressed out. And I'm hearing you say you want to learn more. Now, that's glue, baby.
That's glue, baby.
And my audience, that is Capri's famous saying. She is the celebrity for that. And I mentioned earlier, audience, that there are, as I was doing my research, there are many celebrities such as yourself, Capri, who also are living with lupus. And they didn't know for several years. They just thought it was in their head. People were calling them lazy, saying that, you know, you just get stressed out and just, you know, over nothing. And so they thought it was like their fault. One of those people, Selena Gomez, very famous celebrity. She admitted to having lupus. She's a pop singer and actress. And she's been living with lupus for several years. It caused her to miss in 2013 several shows. And it wasn't until then that she sought treatment at a facility. And as they would in, you know, the world, those humans, they had to make it into something negative. So rather than saying she had lupus, they felt it better to say that she was in there for drug addiction issues. Now, is that shaming a person or what?
That's where when I say the second half of glue is give love unto everyone. That's where that comes in, that when you're giving love unto people, you don't have time to even think about being in a shameful mind state. And that is what they did to that young lady. I definitely remember when she had to pull away from the limelight to see about herself, and being young in Hollywood, there's enough pressures already. Then she had to deal with the lies of covering up, you know, the truth that you don't look sick. You don't look, we don't fit in with the typical sicknesses that people see walking day by day. And when they see you're tired, or I can't go in the freezer because it's cold, or if I ask someone to get something for me, it's just, they look at you funny, like a WTF, you know, what's going on? And you always have to explain it. And in that explaining it, it always keeps it in the forefront of your mind when you're really working and doing your best to just move through the day without that being on your mind.
And you said something that is particular, because you said people will tell you, well, but you don't look sick. Oh, but you know, you're so young.
Yeah.
You know, you look good. You look good. You know, or you look good. Aren't you feeling better today? You know, well, at least you're not in a wheelchair, so that must be a relief. Or the really ignorant ones will say, well, you know, you just hide it so well. You cannot hide lupus.
It ain't gonna let you.
And tell me, why won't it let you?
Because for me, and the type of, I'm learning on October 2nd, I have to go to the rheumatologist to do another level of blood work. And that's where being a veteran comes in, where it kind of sucks for me. To me personally, as a veteran, it sucks having to use the veteran hospital to go on this process, because everything that you need might not be at one facility. You have to travel to the next facility. And right now I have to go an hour and a half away to Richmond come October 2nd to find out what type of lupus I have. And not knowing, I can only tell you, for me, you have to, you can't hide it, because if the temperature changes, if I walk from one room to another, I can be extremely hot in one room, and as soon as I hit the threshold, I'm extremely cold. So it's like, there's no in between. Right now, let me just call a thing a thing. I'm in my Honey Dip's closet, which is my partner. I'm in her closet because it's the warmest space in the house, where I can keep the door closed and the temperature stay constant, and I don't have to worry about clothes being on or off, being hot or cold. And that for me is something that when I'm out in public, I can't hide it, because if I'm in a group of people and we're in a place where it's summertime, but I got on winter clothes, because I have to maintain whatever body heat my body chooses to feel at that time. If I go into a restaurant and the air conditioning is on, as soon as I walk in the door from a hot summer day, and this happened to me at the Cheddar's here in Newport News, actually. I went from hot air to cold air, and this was before I even had a diagnosis. So this was probably about 5 years ago, and my body locked up on me to where I just had to lie on the bench inside and just get into, like, it's the baby position. What is it?
The fetal position.
And I just had to lay like that until I thawed out. And that's what I call it, thawing out, because it feels like my body is just tight, cold, and nails on the inside are poking to come out, and nails on the inside are poking to come in. And you can't do nothing until your body just thaws out or cools off, because it's the opposite. When I get hot, it's an extreme amount of sweat that just won't stop. And I just want to, no matter where I'm at, I just want to get naked, because it's like nothing is going to cool me off but getting into some extreme cold air. So it's I can't win for losing.
My goodness, you have shared a mouthful there. Audience, we're going to go to a commercial, but when we come back, we want to talk to Capri in reference to emotionally, because this is Emotions Are Us. We all have emotions. Emotionally, what was that feeling like? What is that like? And then also want to speak about the different types of lupus as you are going to go for your testing. So audience, we'll be right back with you in just a few.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com to get all the latest. Make it a daily stop, and also get the app. You go right to the App Store and download our free app, and that will put all our content right into your hands on your phones and your tablets. It doesn't get any easier than that.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Welcome back, my listening audience. This is Emotions Are Us with Dr. Bev and my celebrity guest, Capri McAfee. Hello, how are you again?
Dr. Bev, I'm going to tell you, it's Lappy Taffy Mahaffey.
Mahaffey, you know Dr. Bev will mess up a name in a heartbeat. Thank you for that. So I'm just, may I just say, Capri, may I have that luxury?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Now, when we left, you were speaking about an incident that you had 5 years ago before you even knew that you had lupus. And you were in a restaurant and ended up in a fetal position and had to remain there. Emotionally, as a therapist, I dare to wonder what that felt like. So may I ask you, what was that like for you emotionally?
And that's my truth. Back then, nothing embarrasses me, so I couldn't help it. It wasn't something of my fault. It was something I was going through, and I've never been worried about what people thought about me or saw about me. But for myself, it was that thing of, baby, I'm telling you, something ain't right. Because I was with my lady that night, and we were going to go eat, and to see the worry on her face, I'm one that shakes stuff off because you're talking to a military veteran. I've been to Saudi Arabia. Something like that was nothing to me to be embarrassed by or to be shook off. I've seen some other stuff that, you know, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. So I wasn't bothered by people. It was just something to say, baby, something ain't right. That's as bottom line for me that I can make it. It was a health reason for me to go back to the doctor to say, yo, doc, something's not right. I need a checkup for this. And nothing was coming up. Nothing was showing. And it was once again that I'm not going to talk about my family. I love them to death, but it's some, I always felt like it was some hypochondria or something in my family. And I was starting to feel like that I was thinking, and I was like, no, I know something's wrong. And if my family listening to this, I love you, but I know something's wrong. And that part for me was like, and then I worked in a mental health facility for 7 years. So it was like messing with my mind in that element of, am I really feeling this way? Because I was working 16-hour days and let's say 17-hour days and then still not sleeping because my ADHD and everything. And then I'm working on glue and the music, Capri, the musical motivation, the movement. So when I say my doctor, my lady, everybody around me is definitely surprised that I'm still walking because of the hours that I put into a day. And now that they know lupus exists, my circle wants to coddle me and make me do things because they're scared I'm going to drop dead tomorrow because they know people that have died from lupus. And I have to let them know if I stop moving, I'm going to die. And I can't do that. So you're going to have to, we're going to have to meet somewhere in the middle. I appreciate your protecting of me. And I love that. Can't find that anywhere. It's rare, but I have to be Capri. And if I'm not, then you might as well just say, that's glue, baby. That's, she's out. I'm done. Rest in peace, Capri. Not even rest in peace. I hate that saying. I want to rest in peace while I'm alive. So living in my glue energy and as my true glue self, that's what helps me to survive.
That is as real and as raw and as authentic as you can get. And what strikes me, several things come to my mind. One is that even though emotionally you were detached, you are attached to your partner and that relationship. So seeing the fright and the scare on her face let you know that, hey, wait a minute. I'm not a hypochondriac. I'm not crazy. Something is really wrong, because this woman is looking at me as if she thinks that I'm getting ready to leave the earth right now.
And she still looks at me like that now. It doesn't matter if I, when she gets home tonight, she wants to preen over my body to see if there's any new anything. And she wants to be aware, because she knows me. I'm going to keep going regardless, and stuff like that isn't what's on my mind. I'm going to be all right, because whoever, I don't know if it's Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah, Michael, or Oprah, something's making me over, and I'm feeling that making over, something got me covered. So stuff like that doesn't bother me. It doesn't enter my psyche. But thank God that I have her, because if my lips would get extremely cold if I go kiss her, trying to be intimate with her, or just, she'll get scared and intimacy is cut off, because now to her, my body is extremely freezing, extremely cold, or is extremely hot. And that sends her into a whole nother mode that ain't sexy whatsoever.
And you're saying a whole lot there, because now you're talking about how your disease, your symptomology, how it affects others, and on a grander scale, how it affects your relationship. And then I want to add to that, because I've been working with the military for more than 20 years now, and especially our veterans in the here and now from the Afghanistan and Iraq War, Gulf War. Yeah, I working with them closely and designing programs for them. I learned really quick that military folk, man, if the arm is not cut off and laying on the other side of the sidewalk, they will continue to keep going and going and going. It amazes me, and I'm so proud and thankful to speak to anyone who has served this country. And as you said, you have seen things that many of us, especially someone like me, would just never want to see in a million years. So I appreciate you for that, and understand how being in the military has taught you to continue going. And in that way, it's a wonderful thing. However, emotionally, emotions are us, it sort of stunts your growth. And I hear now you're learning to glue up, because God loves you unconditionally, just like he loves everyone else. And so you're learning to adjust and grow emotionally.
That's glue, baby.
You know, I was reading that one of my favorite singers, Seal, has lupus. And he has his kind of lupus, which I'm now learning that there are many, many different kinds and how it affects you. So I understand why your partner is so concerned and wants to look, you know, look over your body up and down to see if there's anything different or new or something that has changed. Because without that information, specific information, doctors, we sometimes have to help them out. So the more information we can give them, the better they can help us. Now, I was talking about Seal. I love Seal. I have always seen the facial scars in his face, and I made an assumption. Yes, Dr. Bev does make assumptions. Okay, holla. This is Emotions Are Us. Right, we're real, raw, and very authentic. So when I saw his scars, I just thought he was in, had been in some sort of fire or some traumatic accident or something. Well, in my research, I found out that he received his trademark facial scars because of his, and I am going to not pronounce this right, but please forgive me, audience, but look up SEAL, research it for yourself, but I'm going to do the best I can. His type of lupus is discoid lupus erythematosus. I can't even get it out, so I'm not going to even try to say it. Well, what it means is this. Dr. Bibbs like to break it down simply for you. It means that he has a type of lupus known for causing painful skin blisters. Hear me, audience. Dr. Bev was thinking this man had been burned or been in a car accident. This man is suffering every day with painful skin blisters. And it has to be painful to give him scars such as he has. That's glue, baby. God loves unconditionally everyone. And he's talked openly about his struggles because he has been dealing with this for many, many years. So interesting, so fascinating. Go right ahead.
I was ignorant and thought they were tribal scars at first. So when I found out about it back in the day, I love music. I'm a music head, and Kiss from a Rose is when I started feeling SEAL. And I just remember watching him on different interviews talk about the lupus, and I can't, don't get me to say the name either, but I was ignorant also, so you're not by yourself. We just didn't know.
Isn't that something? Also, another celebrity along with Capri, that's Glue Baby, is R&B singer Toni Braxton. Now, she's diagnosed with the kind of lupus. She was diagnosed in 2010. And her version of the disease is a version that affects more women than it does men. And when she contracted it, as she said, she had been having many female symptomologies that, you know, as a female, you put it on, you know, I've had a baby, I've got that going on, whatever. She put it on many things, and probably like you, you know, didn't want her family to think, you know, I'm some kind of hypochondriac, but I'm always tired. I'm fatigued. I want to move. I have energy. I want to do fundraisers. I want to do my reality show. I want to do this. I want to do that. And she had all these dreams, but yet her body at the time wouldn't let her. So she said she just had to sit herself down. How do you feel about that?
I agree about just getting to a point to where you have to sit yourself down. I'm learning what my point are, and I have to say points because I have a lot of different things going on. And when I'm involved mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually in those things that I have going on, I sometimes don't pay attention to the triggers in my body. And before I know it, I'm balled up somewhere because I've gotten extremely cold and I wasn't present in my body, but I was present in whatever event I was taking care of. And that's the part where my partner and I go back and forth, where she's wanting me to pay more attention to my body. And I get that. And I'm learning how to do that. And that's very, when I see a Toni Braxton, a Nick Cannon also has lupus.
He
when
does.
I see, yes, ma'am. And when I see him go down, I follow Nick Cannon. I can't wait to meet him one day. So let me just put this out in the Glooniverse. And to see how he maintains, we have a lot of the same energy. That's why I'm able to relate to him and see how many different businesses he has and how he maintains with his lupus. I follow him to keep myself energized. So even when people like us who are just naturally hyper need a break, we have a signal that we can kind of see. Now, when I see Nick disappear, it made me think like, wait a minute, if we're moving about the same, maybe I should disappear too. Maybe I should take a break. So watching surrounding people and their activities, let me say, maybe I need to pull it in a little bit, because if it's left up to myself, I don't feel like I'm going to die from lupus, but I feel like I would rather die doing what I love doing instead of going to sleep. And that's just my truth. So I do have to practice taking better care of myself.
Well, it's very seldom that Dr. Bev is speechless. And at the moment, I just had to catch my breath because I did not know that Nick Cannon had lupus. But what I became aware of over probably the last 2 or 3 years was that his attire changed. Like he would be wearing a turban or a hat or a scarf. He would be dressed like it was winter, but it would be like summertime. And I mean, he looks fashionable. He looks wonderful. But I had that thought in my head, like, what? It's an interesting style, but now I see he has a reason for doing that. And I also wondered why sometimes he would like really be in the limelight and then he was gone for a while and then he came back. And then, so you've answered a question for me that he probably has to protect his body and be aware of his surroundings much as you do, and you can't dress for the weather. You have to dress for lupus, don't you?
Every day, all day. And let me go out and defend Nick, the black man. He also wears the royal attire to let the brothers out there know that they're kings and that the black people know that we're royalty and that we matter and we need to stand up in our kingdom and queendom, you know, selves.
We're going to take a break right now, and we're going to come right back to you.
We are one of the fastest growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We stand proudly with the men and women who serve in our armed forces and our law enforcement heroes. Thank you for being part of our family. And we'll see you back at AmericaOutLoud.com.
I'm here with my guest, Capri McCaffey, CEO, and she is living with an incurable disease, and it's called lupus. And she's been sharing with us her journey that she is just learning about. She's only known exactly what her disease was for about, 5 months? Has it been, Capri?
I'd say about 3.
About 3 months now, so mm-hmm. That's not very long. However, she's had symptoms for over 20 years and didn't know it. What were some of the other symptoms that you had that now you know they were symptoms, but 20 years ago, you just, you know, being a military person, you just pushed it off and said, yeah, it's dead, blah, 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 and you kept on going?
The temperature change, definitely the fatigue. I will say in my reading, I'm finding out that, like the depression that I would be experiencing from being too tired to do and move in my glutenergy that comes along with it. And it made me say, okay, I can respect that. Now, and now that I'm thinking about it, Dr. Bev, I'm going to go even deeper on an emotional level. In reading about lupus now, I'm finding out that could have possibly been the reason why I had a miscarriage in 98. That was possibly why I had a miscarriage, because of the something in the blood lining, the tissue, the uterus, something that lupus wouldn't allow the baby to develop. And a lot of women that have lupus, in research, from what I've read and looked at on YouTube, you'll see a number of women and they've changed their eating habits to get pregnant. They've changed their habits of working out, different things that I didn't know at the time to do or even existed, that I even had lupus to even worry about. So for myself, once I saw that, I immediately called up my best friend since we were 15 and was like, yo, dog, I think I got an answer, because that was something for me that I was always looking for, a why. Why did that happen in my life? What was that pivotal point about? And it was either the x-ray job I had in the military doing the non-destructive inspection work and working with chemicals, or now in my mind, lupus. And to me, it's those two types of extremes that make, when I say extremes, I'm talking about the exposure to x-rays and chemicals in the military, and being in Saudi Arabia for 4 months for Operation Desert Storm, and then lupus. To me, all of that was the same kind of bam, bam, pow, ta-da. It had to be something of that magnitude to make me have a miscarriage, to cause me not to be a parent today. So that messes with my, once I got that information, that bothered my psyche more than anything. And I don't even want to use the word bothered. That enlightened my psyche. And then on the bipolar day, it did bother my psyche. Let me be honest with that. It did bother. I wish I had known back then, if that makes sense, if that's something I could possibly say.
Yes, you can say whatever you want to say. This is Emotions Are Us, and we're here on America Out Loud. This is where we say it all. Real, raw, and authentic. And that is very real, that you had been pregnant and had a miscarriage and had no idea that you had this in your body, this lupus, and that perhaps that could have been a cause for the miscarriage. And not knowing, I can only imagine that you felt depressed, grief for your loss, and not understanding, and then having the knowledge now that you do have lupus, and again, it's probably one of the factors that caused you to miscarry. But as you said, having been in the military, Desert Storm, Saudi Arabia, you just thought, it's this, it could be that, it could be this, it could be that. I don't know. You know, I'm not in control. You know, maybe this is what God has for me. You know, it's glue, baby. God loves unconditionally everyone. And so that fetus wasn't ready to be here. And this, as you found out, may be the reason why.
And that was an aha moment. It was just one of those things that say, okay. And it just made sense. If anything, it was either going to be one to three, the exposure to radiation, the exposure to the chemicals, or lupus. And then of course, God just not wanting me to have children because of the number of young millennials and young kids I work with today and have always either babysat or mentored on some level. That's what a part of me that connects to my mentor in my head, Miss Oprah Winfrey, is some of us just aren't meant to have children because we have good, great, gluer things to do.
I love that. You said good, great, gluer things to do. You have a purpose. You've been given a plan that is not just for you as an individual, but it's worldwide, it's internationally, it's for everyone. Yes, I can see you and Oprah getting together and talking about this and discussing this subject. We'll put that visual out there for the world.
Bam, bam, pow.
That's how I got here. From Oprah. That's how I got to be a psychotherapist. So if you go to my website, you'll see my story of how I came to be, and Oprah is a part of my story. So it's wonderful to hear you say that. And when you say that phrase, you don't know whether it's God, Jehovah. Say that again for me.
I don't know if it's Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah, Michael, or Oprah, but something's making me over. And the Michael is Michael Jackson, because that entertainer in me, when I'm on stage in the Glue and Capri musical motivational movement, I'm a Michael Jackson fan. I grew up on Michael Jackson, and that energy, that presentation is you know, Michael Jackson lives. And then Oprah Winfrey is that other energy for me that I've always been compared to since I was in the eighth grade. So that type of awareness of other people seeing the Oprah in me and the Michael in me and just loving both of those, I had to say, to me, they had the same power of a religious entity. If I'm going to grow into my true blue self, all of those religious entities and two people on this earth, if I had to have mentors in my head, in my lanes, who would they be? And it was Michael Jackson and Oprah Winfrey. So that's why I include them in that whole entire saying.
At this point, being new into having lupus, you're learning that, and I'll have to, I can tell you this, whether you were dealing with the VA or whoever, in terms of getting help, assistance for your lupus, if you were on the outside world with regular insurance, you would be going to many doctors in many places all over everywhere, and it's the craziest thing for me because it doesn't make sense. As a psychotherapist who looks at people on an emotional level, how we traumatize, and that's why I say most people with chronic illness also have post-traumatic stress disorder from having the illness, from having to go to the doctors, from having to go from this doctor to that doctor, one person telling you this, another one telling you that, this one. I have some clients who have 2, 3, 4 appointments a day that doctors want them to go to 3 to 4 times a week, and they can barely get out of the bed.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Because I hate myself, and I ride the bus to, I don't drive with PTSD from a whole lot of other things. And then you add up to the lupus, it's even PTSD from having these, what I call attacks, these freeze attacks in public. And not because it's in public, people see it, just because it's out in the open and you got to deal with stuff, that's PTSD right there. Do I take this? Do I take that? Let me get my emergency lupus bag for the just in case. And even like now, I'm in the closet and it got hot and I have on long johns, underwear, long johns, a layer of clothes and 2 pair of socks. And I just had to crack the door open to let some air in. But that air, the chill on the air is too quick and too fast for my body. So it's like I have to do everything gradually. Immediately, instant sweat, or instant freezing. So there is no on or off, no middle. It's just on or off. And I forgot your question, Dr. Bell. Bring me back.
ADHD, well, you were there with that, in that expressing yourself emotionally, that having to show the inside of you, that as a soldier, as a veteran, you've been taught
to keep it together. And not just by the veteran, let me come back. Being a Black woman, raised by a Black woman in a strong Americanized Black family, to where you don't show emotions, you don't show pain, and when you do, by the time you do, is dire, is something wrong. So that thing of keep it in the house, you don't complain, you go and do your, you know, your thing, and then being a veteran, and then being a Taurus, okay? So just add all the stubbornness in the world together. It takes a lot for me to say, ouch, I'm hurting, I'm in pain, and that's why my lady is so far up in my face trying to make sure that I'm all right, because she knows I got to go and deal with some young lady or someone, you know, they're thinking about committing suicide, or we got to go get this teen from a juvenile detention, and somebody's calling me because they think they go have a relapse. It's so many different things that she know I'll put myself all for, because once again, I'm covered. So that not knowing, sometimes I don't even want to know or even talk about the realms of lupus, because once you know, you got to own it. And owning it with the type of glue energy that I have and the life that I have, and now in my mind, the people depending on me to have a glutiful life for themselves is a lot. So for me to even think, and I listened to one of my, God, I just learned about this guy, and I can't remember his name right now, but he was running in marathons, and he would put his tape up his shins and his ankles so they wouldn't flap back and forth, because by then it was broken, and he just kept going, going, and going. And it was, and in my mind, it's like, lupus don't have me. I have lupus, and I'll be doggone if I give in to it. And that's just how, for me, how I have to feel and live, because if I don't, this thing will kill me tomorrow, because anybody around you, I guess they're trying to get me to see the seriousness in it, because they're scared that I'm going to die. And I feel like if I see the seriousness in it the way that they do, I will die. So none of us are happy around me unless we're taking care of the community. When it gets to me, it's always a tug of war.
Well, you know, that is something that's very significant for everyone in my listening audience to hear, that authenticity, that no matter how you got to be to where you are, that taking care of others is oftentimes easier. It's a deflection. It takes our mind off of ourself and what we're going through emotionally, when we can put it on someone else. And when you say in your organization that you're the CEO of, that you take care of teens who are wanting to commit suicide, or they might be in a detention center or something like that. You know, suicide, that's life-threatening, of course. You know, no matter what, you want to get up and go right then and just, you know, do your glue energy, your glue thing, and to help that person, to be of assistance of some sort. And you now have to stop and think, what is my body going to let me do? And on the other hand, I really feel that emotion that you're sharing, that although you know you have lupus, you're not in denial about it. You're just learning about it. So you're learning to own it. So that's going to take some time to own that. You just won't own it overnight. It's a process and it's a practice. So that takes time to do that. And so when it comes to these young people that you're taking care of, you know, and I can just imagine in your mind, it's like, well, no matter what, if I stop doing what I was put on this earth to do, which was to save people time, pain, and suffering, much like me, then you keep going, you keep going, you keep going, you keep going. I did a show on last week where I shared my story. And that, again, it just blows my mind how we can be so stubborn with ourselves, which is why I wrote those 5 Gestalt principles. Stay in your body, be aware, speak your truth, take responsibility, and in the end, let go of the outcomes. Because as you said, you know, you have people in their emotional state coming towards you with their energy, and they're wanting you to stop, slow down, you know, don't do this, don't do that. But you know that for you, that there's a part of you, in order to remain your authentic self, you have got to do you.
I've got to do me.
Now, before we Capri, can we have a part 2 of this? Because we're running out of time, and I would love to do a part 2. May we come back and do a part 2?
Yes, Dr. Bev, we may have a part 2. That's glue, baby.
That is so wonderful. And I want you to have opportunity. Please, before we go off the air and I do a closing, please tell everyone about your Facebook Live, which is how I met you.
My Facebook Lives, I do daily, letting people know the different days of the week. You can go anywhere from Surrender to Self-Love Sundays all the way up to Free Flow Fridays, which can give you anything that comes out of Capri's mouth. And you can find me on my Facebook Lives, and you can even advertise on them for yourself. It's $1 a mention if you go through Dr. Bev to have your business mentioned on my Facebook Lives every day of the week, 7 days a week. I'd like to see you there. You can inbox me at thatsgluebaby@gmail.com. And Dr. Bell will give you the rest of the information on where you can find me. That's Glue Baby.
Oh, thank you so much. Audience, I do have to close out here. And as I always say, when you don't know that you don't know, then you simply do not know. How be so ever, when you do know, act like you know. I'm Dr. Bev, Emotions Are Us, here to assist you with knowledge and information by giving you education, facts, and expertise. Caring is what I do. What are your questions, thoughts, or personal stories? I am here on America Out Loud, National Syndicated Radio Network, and I want to hear from you.